The story of the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon begins with a prophet named Lehi, who lived with his family in Jerusalem. Lehi warned the wicked people in Jerusalem that they would be destroyed if they did not repent, but the people didn't listen. The Lord told Lehi to take his wife Sariah and their sons, Laman, Lemuel, Sam, and Nephi, into the wilderness. See 1 Nephi chapters 1 through 2. After they left their home, Lehi sent his sons back to get the brass plates. People had written on them the history of their ancestors and other things the Lord had told them to write. Lehi and Nephi took good care of these plates. They also wrote on metal plates what happened to their family. See 1 Nephi chapters 3 through 5. The Lord gave Lehi a compass called the Liahona to guide his family through the wilderness to the promised land. See 1 Nephi chapter 16. The Lord told Nephi to build a boat to take his father's family to the promised land. Nephi obeyed his father and the Lord, but Laman and Lemuel did not. See 1 Nephi chapter 17. Lehi and his family sailed to the promised land. See 1 Nephi chapter 18. Laman and Lemuel continued to be disobedient. Their descendants are known as the Lamanites. Nephi continued to be obedient. His descendants are called the Nephites. See 2 Nephi chapters 4 through 5. After Lehi and Nephi died, other people, such as Nephi's brother Jacob, were in charge of writing important teachings and events on the plates. See Jacob chapter 1. Enos prayed to be forgiven of his sins, and he was forgiven. See Enos chapter 1. King Benjamin built a tower to teach his people the gospel. See Mosiah chapter 2 through 6. A wicked king named Noah had the prophet Abinadi put to death, but Abinadi's teachings converted one of Noah's priests named Alma. See Mosiah chapters 11 through 17. Alma escaped from King Noah's court, taught other people about the gospel, and baptized them. See Mosiah chapter 18. Alma's son, Alma the Younger, was not obedient. He and his friends, the sons of Mosiah, were wicked. Then an angel told them to repent. Alma and the sons of Mosiah repented and spent the rest of their lives preaching the gospel. See Mosiah chapters 27 through 28. Mosiah's son Ammon defended King Lamoni's flocks and won his trust. Then he converted many Lamanites. See Alma chapters 17 through 19. Captain Moroni wrote the title of liberty and fought to defend the liberty of his people. See Alma chapters 46 and 48. Helaman led an army of 2,000 righteous Lamanite young men. See Alma chapter 53 and 56 through 68. A Lamanite prophet named Samuel prophesied that Jesus Christ would soon be born. See Helaman chapters 13 through 16. Far away in Bethlehem, Jesus Christ was born. He taught his gospel, healed and blessed people, and set up his church. Then he was crucified and resurrected. See 3 Nephi chapter 1 and 8 through 10. After his resurrection, Christ visited the righteous Nephites and Lamanites. He taught them his gospel, healed them, and blessed them, just as he had in the land around Jerusalem. See 3 Nephi chapters 11 through 28. A 10-year-old boy named Mormon was chosen to write on the plates when he grew older. At age 24, he began combining the most important stories from all the records onto a set of metal plates. Before he died, he gave these plates to his son, Moroni. See Mormon chapter 1. Moroni was a great general. He was the last Nephite to survive a battle between the Lamanites and the Nephites. Before he died, he buried the plates in a place called Cumorah. See Mormon chapters 6 and 8. About 1,400 years later, after Moroni buried the plates, a 14-year-old boy named Joseph Smith prayed to know which church was right. See Joseph Smith History, verses 5 through 16. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ visited Joseph Smith and told him that none of the churches were true and complete. Joseph would help restore the true Church of Jesus Christ. See Joseph Smith History, verses 16 through 20. Moroni visited Joseph and told him about the buried plates and that he would translate them. See Joseph Smith History, verses 27 through 54. When Joseph Smith was 21, he went to the hill Cumorah and got the plates from the place where Moroni had buried them. See Joseph Smith History, verse 59. Through the power of God, Joseph Smith translated the writing on the plates. He published this translation. It is called the Book of Mormon. See title page, An Introduction to the Book of Mormon.
End of the article, The Story of the Book of Mormon.